Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for I-10 Wired Radio, brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Hofert here, and this is broadcasting live from I-10 Wired Summit 2017. This is the 11th summit I've heard, and we're quite busy today. This is our second show so far. I have a full table here of gentlemen who look, you guys look tired, actually.
Pained.
Pained? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, please introduce your pained self.
good morning from the beach. Bill Dunn. I'm the owner and president of Networks of Florida there in downtown sunny Pensacola.
Good morning. I'm Bob Duff. I'm the senior technical consultant with Networks of Florida.
Good morning. My name is Will Usher, and I'm a recruiter with Navy Federal Credit Union.
And good morning. This is David Slattery, supervisor recruiting with Navy Federal here in Pensacola.
So, Navy Fed guys, is this your first year doing I-10?
No, so this is my third year in a row, so getting better every year.
Second year.
I see you're hooked now. You're stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a commitment now.
That's it. Bill, tell me about your first year.
So that was last year as we stood up the Networks of Florida. That was the first time that they've been out and actually a sponsor here locally, and had such a great turnout. Got a lot of throughput, a lot of foot traffic coming by the booth. So we said, well, it's a great cause. We're going to come back. Plus, we just like hanging out at the beach with a bunch of IT folks.
Yeah, why not? Right? So I want to know what Networks of Florida is, because I think what I'm thinking it is probably isn't.
So founded in 1986. We're the oldest IT company in Pensacola.
Yes, I was thinking of a network group, right? Yeah.
So I tell everybody, I said, you want to know how long a company's been established? Look at their URL. And that'll tell you how they've been around. So we are NOF.com, threeletters.com. So, you know, we've been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah.
And we like to think that we solve the hard problems.
So tell me about a network.
Bob?
a network can be many things. In our environment, when we walk into a client's offices, we've got voice networks, we've got data networks, we've got physical networks, wireless networks. They've got internet now. So
wait. They got internet? What's that?
When I started this, they didn't.
Yeah. So and we met the gentleman that invented Wi-Fi.
We did last night.
That
sure
guy was
did.
Real. And he really did invent Wi-Fi. That was not just him pulling a joke.
And he lives here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
I had no idea. So you guys should come to the dinner next year.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like
really, this guy just humble, hanging out, hit on just jeans and shirt, just like one of the guys, and all of a sudden we find out he invented Wi-Fi. And I was like, well, I missed that memo.
I feel like there's some of those every year so far. Surprise, something like Wi-Fi. You don't even think about it. You got the guy here, you know.
So, are we not? Is everything not on a network now? I mean, to an extent,
pretty much everything is now on a network of one form or another. And at Networks Florida, we try to support all of those.
Just in Florida? I know Florida's in the name, but is it just in Florida, or do you guys work out of state too?
I can answer. So we're all, you know, as we spread out, as the word goes, we're in Illinois, down through Alabama, Georgia. We're over into Arkansas, of course, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi.
And then all the states you have to get through to get to the ones you mentioned.
Exactly. You got to follow
blaze
the network,
the trail, right?
So you got to follow the network. But so we're not just, and we're all the way down to South Florida and up the coast as well.
I want to know, what made you guys so successful to be around for this long and to have made such a footprint?
Well, and Bob and I were just talking about this a few minutes ago. We've got a simple motto. When we tell somebody we're going to do something, we do it. We deliver. We don't make promises we can't do.
Yeah.
And we're not the experts at everything, and we have no problem sharing that and pointing people to the right directions, because it's all about the customer and the relationship you build. We don't want temporary clients. We want a relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what we work hard to keep.
It's very cool. So, and three letters, I'm guessing you can't buy a threeletter.com anymore.
No, you can't.
You can't even buy like a fiveletter.com, can you? They don't exist anymore.
No, not that I'm aware of.
They're buying them in full sentences now.
Yeah. But with enough money, I can sell you one.
That's right. So. You got a couple, huh? Very cool. So, obviously, being in the IT world, but what brings you guys here to I-10 Wired, and what specifically did you want to get out of all this?
Well, if you're going to network, you need to be around the people that are involved in IT.
Yeah.
And there's no better place than I-10 Wire because, you know, it's IT, right? So that's why we're here. You look around the convention center here and all the people, they're all IT-focused or business-focused on IT. They're recruiting. They're looking for, you know, the talent. Mm-hmm. So we've got University of West Florida here. We've got some great students. We've got some of the military folks that are here. We've got a great cyber competition going on this afternoon. There's just an event for everybody that's in the technology field.
So speaking of recruiting, are you guys making out okay? You finding some qualified candidates hanging around here?
Absolutely. Yesterday's job fair, we met a lot of strong IT cybersecurity professionals from entry level to senior level.
So that's like the sixth time I've heard that too, and that's good because when six companies can tell me that they've got some good candidates, I hope they're not the same six candidates. But
turnout was pretty strong too.
Yeah, there was a couple hundred people here.
Absolutely.
So obviously being Navy Fed, you guys are adding, I don't know how many thousand more jobs this year, but grand total is going to end up being 10.
Yeah, we're looking at about 10,000 over the next 5 years or so, 10,000 total in Pensacola. So that's a few thousand
more.
You
had a tough job. So, right. What are you looking for? Because it's not just tech, right? I mean, you guys need just about everything and everybody, don't you?
Pretty much to support every department, from our call center to our technology, from IT to cybersecurity. We have a huge lending department.
Yeah.
So right now, as we continue to grow, it's a trickle-down effect, so it's going to, you know, we're definitely going to have to tap into all types of talent across the panhandle.
Yeah. I heard you guys are building a podcast studio over there, too. So when you awesome. when you go to recruit, I know a guy.
Okay.
There you go.
So what did you guys, what were you all most excited to see over today and tomorrow, you think?
I'm looking forward to the cyber competition.
Which hasn't started yet, right? That starts after lunch?
This afternoon.
2 o'clock, I think it is. Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware, but we're partnering with UWF for a co-op program mm-hmm. that we just launched for their information security department. So I think just based on the presence of the students that have come for the conference, we'll definitely be able to hopefully tap into that talent as well.
Yeah, yeah. Winter might have a place at Navy Fed,
absolutely.
Huh?
We'll be watching.
talking the show before you guys about how the tech community and the job community within tech and innovation is starting to become like the sports leagues of baseball, where you've got scouts and stuff out now, like tagging kids in fifth and sixth grade and really starting to watch people as they come up the ladder because the skills are that needed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we see. We're just speaking with some students in the local high schools here. Already the high school is building up cybersecurity programs leading right on into, you know, the really prestigious UWF program.
Yeah.
Pensacola State's got a program. So it's great to see it coming up at the younger ages too.
Yeah.
And it's even moved even lower than the high school. So now we're down in the middle school. We're talking mm-hmm. about, you know, 8, 9 years old, 10 mm-hmm. years old. How do we get these people involved? How do we have them focused on a STEM program? And, you know, cyber's not going anywhere. It's going to be around, you know, everybody has a different definition of cyber. They ask me what my personal definition is. I call it employment for life. That's my definition of cyber. So
job security.
Stop stability is there,
so
definitely.
So if you want a good field to get into and you're looking for something that's going to take care of you for the rest of your life, it's a great field. So
and one of the things I'm seeing a lot of presence here this year is the facilities and institutions that can train people to do that. We are very, very asset rich in schooling and training in academies and universities that can get people from here to there.
Yeah, I got to agree. That's why we're here, really, because the talent is here. It's growing, you know, between all the things that are going on, not just in the military, not things that are just going on in the government locally, because we are the center of cyber.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to call it the Cyber Coast, and that's what we're building here. But it's a very talent-rich environment as we grow, and it's a place where we want to keep that talent locally.
Yeah.
So we're going to build the businesses that are going to be here, and they're going to employ like Navy Federal here with 10,000 folks. That's just awesome.
With an infrastructure to support it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pensacola's been very fortunate over the years, you know, back prior to even 2000. You know, our schools began, you know, educating, you know, their students in, you know, information technology, and the fact that the military's always been so strong here. We're fortunate we get a lot of people that come to Pensacola in the military, and mm-hmm. they decide to stay.
Yeah.
And they have those talents.
So I get bitter about the 1999-2000 because right when it gets started is when I finish school, right? I had a whole speech on it last year. And we got completely skipped by the time everybody caught up to it. But I guess like everybody else, you kind of get forced to learn, right?
Yeah.
You kind of have to survive. Yeah. So what do you guys want to see next year that you haven't seen this year so far? Somebody say robots. Please say robots.
Robots.
There you go. Perfect. That's two. That's two. I'm counting as two.
Flying robots.
Well, yeah, there you go. Named Sonny.
Yeah.
You better give out helmets.
Hey, you know what? That could be the new swag bag. Save a bag, you get a helmet. So, but no, seriously, if next year as we start putting these things together, we always like to ask, what are some things that you would like to see, that you want to learn about, that you want to see, you know, in our community or just be able to get your hands on?
Me personally, I just want to continue to meet with the experts in the industry, especially for Navy Federal. As we continue to grow, we have to continue to invest and collaborate with different experts in the industry here.
Yeah. So you like being able to approach some of these innovators and these what do you call them, the purple unicorn companies?
Yeah, right.
The guys that are coming up with really great ideas?
Absolutely.
Very cool. Yeah.
And, you know, even beyond that, I think actually engaging in some of that collaboration and innovation is a pretty neat product you see exemplified here. When you have so many different organizations and people from the community coming together to support really the same the same priority of technology and its growth in our region.
So I think it's only because I've been so involved here with ITMR do I realize all of the dots that you can connect here in town. Do you think the general public is starting to finally get it a little bit? Are we doing a good enough job, you think? Or do they need to know more?
No, can you ever do too much marketing?
Yeah, right.
I think we got to keep the word. We got to stay in front of the people. We got to let them know that we're here. And the organizations, you know, it's like the guy that invented the wireless. You know?
Yeah, we had no idea.
That's a good news story, and we need to spread that word.
Yeah.
That's what comes out of this community. And I would like to see probably next year is let's get those good news stories. Let's have everybody list and write down some innovation that they're doing, they're working on, that people just don't understand is happening here in Pensacola.
Yeah. What about you? What do you think?
I tend to agree with that. I mean, there have been a lot of innovations come off the Gulf Coast here. If everybody's familiar with USB ports, the gentleman that founded and invented the USB port is from Panama City.
Yeah. So we got USB and Wi-Fi. That's all. We win, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of innovation here.
Yeah.
And we just need to focus on getting that innovation word out.
Yeah.
And, making people aware of it. I think there's a lot of talent here.
I would agree.
We just need to tell people outside Pensacola.
Yeah, come on in, right?
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I've noticed being in the entrepreneurial world over the last year and a half, 2 years, and being in the CoLab and some of the things that exist here as programs, I think I would like to see sort of a choose-your-own-adventure roadmap, kind of like you can spend a year here, spend 6 months here, spend 4 months here, and you can get this, right? Or the whole traffic pattern to a startup company. You could, you know, where you can spend, where you can get money, where you can get capital, where, you know, all those pieces sort of put together in a very clear sort of one-pager, for lack of a better term, and really go choose your own adventure. So these kids in high school and stuff really have some options that they can understand and then navigate through, I think would be beneficial. Just something I've been noticing. There's a lot here, and I don't think it's all been so defined in that sense.
No, Keith, you're right. And, you know, the incubators that are standing up, I think, are playing an important role where we get those people like-minded. Their innovation, they're focused on what they want to do. They have an idea. And we have a lot of us gentlemen that have been around a while.
Yeah, yeah.
That welcome those into our organizations, you know, to pass on what bit we have and to help them on the business side to get started.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of that starting here in Pensacola every day.
I think so. I would agree with that. The will to succeed in the rising tide floats all boats is definitely a constant throughout the environment here. So, what else, guys? I mean, it's slow in here now because everybody's in breakout sessions. I know we're about to eat lunch. But
so one thing that stood out for me from yesterday's career fair is I met a candidate because it was open to the public. not an IT or cybersecurity candidate, but he actually is interviewing for a training instructor position for one of the departments I support.
There you go.
This week.
There you go.
So it's just another example of networking in the community, you know, just meeting with employers just from a job seeker perspective, because you never know how you can make that initial contact.
So, okay, so as a recruiter, talk to me about the job fair and how that works to your benefit. And is there anything that we need to do better to make it easier for you guys?
I would continue to just market the event like how you've been marketing it. I think it improved this year compared to last year because I think we had a bigger pool of candidates.
Yeah, yeah.
And specialized because it was more so on the IT cybersecurity field.
Yeah.
So,
how about the accessibility of all the people that came in? Like, you all got resumes from everybody? Like, if they brought their resume, they could get it scanned in? You guys all got copies?
Most people brought their resumes.
Yeah, so if you didn't get to talk to them necessarily, you now all have something to follow up
right.
with.
Right, and if they didn't have their resume, we would direct them to our website, you know, just to go over the application process. But it was definitely successful.
I'd support that, too. It's one of the top job fairs that I've personally represented Navy Federal at. Mm-hmm. So I think it's doing a great job and another great asset of this conference.
Yeah. I think there were a couple companies I spoke to yesterday afternoon, and one of the ladies was like, you know, I got two good candidates today. And the lady behind me was like, you only got two. And I was thinking, in this world of two good, decent, walking out of here, going to hire tomorrow, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
For some of the jobs that were posted here yesterday. So if anybody's interested in some of the jobs you guys have open, where can they go?
They can go on our website, NavyFederal.org, and pretty much apply to any position that they feel they're qualified for. And we give a breakdown of the job description requirements for them as well.
Yeah, okay.
And as you can imagine, we've got, you know, our website looks different every day with the amount of hiring that we're doing and expect to continue doing over the next few years. So,
kind of like your campus.
There you go.
Absolutely.
It's an evolving story for sure.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the roller coasters to go up. I'm telling you, it's its own city, man. It really is. And when the zombie apocalypse comes, that's where I'm heading.
That's funny.
So, are you guys Networks of Florida?
Yeah, so we're a little bit different because we're nowhere near the size of Navy Federal. But you can definitely get to us on our website, info@nof.com, and reach out to us. We'll be glad to talk to you about open positions.
Very cool. All right, guys. Let's go eat some lunch. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Works.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank all of you for coming on today, and I wish you guys the fun for the rest of the seminar, and then tomorrow is obviously another day, so if you get bored and you want to come back and talk, I got plenty of airtime to fill.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Keith.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Keith.
This show is brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River. If you are interested in sponsoring I-10 Wired Radio, please call 850-288-9959.